Welcome to the Get Cyber Smart podcast, your 7 to 10 minute educational look into this crazy thing that we call cyber. I am your host, retired FBI supervisory special agent Darren Mott. And in this episode, we are going to talk about ransomware, what it is, who it targets, and how to protect yourself from it. So happy January 17th, Martin Luther King birthday, everyone. I am Darren Mott. I am the host of this little educational podcast I like to call the Get Cyber Smart podcast. My hope here is that you'll get a little cyber smarter so you can be a whole lot cyber safer. And in this episode, I'm going to talk about ransomware, what it is, who targets it, who's responsible for it, and how to protect yourself from it in a general sense. I'm also going to talk about some statistics about ransomware. Chances are you've seen a lot of news articles regarding ransomware hitting a bunch of different entities and things like that. So this particular episode, we'll take a quick look into what it is so you have a better understanding of it, and ideally so you can protect your business from becoming a victim of it. Now, as an individual, should you worry about ransomware? In a sense, depending on how much information you store on your own personal system, if you want to keep it safe, then you know you want to make sure you back up stuff so that if you do get encrypted, you can recover your data. But in general, ransomware actors are not looking for individuals to encrypt those home networks. They are looking for businesses who can pay the ransom they're looking for. And over the course of the last several years, the ransom have rapidly increased from, you know, a couple thousand dollars, which is usually paid in Bitcoin, to millions of dollars now. If we remember the Colonial Pipeline ransomware attack from last year, they ended up having to pay $5 to $6 million in Bitcoin to get their systems unencrypted. But, you know, that's a story maybe for another day. So I'm going to be reading some stats from a website called techtarget.com. The author of the article I'm looking at is Sean Michael Kerner. It's called Ransomware Trends, Statistics, and Facts in 2021. And the first thing to note is ransomware is not a new cybersecurity risk. It's been around for quite a while, but what we've seen in the last year is that it's become more particularly pronounced as an attack vector. It's honestly not even in the top 10 as far as amount of loss taken as a result of these attacks. It's like, as opposed to business email compromise, which I'll talk about next week, it's really 20 times less. Financially, there's less financial loss from ransomware than there is business email compromise. But anyway, so here are some trends in 2021, according to Mr. Kerner. Supply chain attacks were the bigger one, and supply chain are basically companies that have different things that feed into them. It's those entities that are targeted that then get to the ultimate customer. So for example, Kaseya is a managed service provider, and they got hit with ransomware that ultimately impacted 1,500 of their customers. So that's a supply chain attack. You see entities using ransomware as a service. In other words, there are bad guys that create ransomware, but they don't necessarily deploy it. Other bad organizations use that ransomware, and they pay the writers the ability to use it. That's what happened in Colonial Pipeline. Revil was the name of the group that created the ransomware that hit Colonial Pipeline, but it was another entity that actually deployed it on the system. So what exactly is ransomware, real quick? Ransomware essentially is code that is placed on a system that encrypts everything on the system it is located on. What bad guys initially try to do is get into a network, ideally a commercial network, and be able to get access to as many hosts on that network as they can so that they can launch the ransomware and no one has any access to the files on that system. There was an example here in Huntsville years ago where a local police department got hit with ransomware. They could not, their entire network was encrypted, meaning they couldn't process prisoners in and out of the jails. They couldn't do the things that they normally did. They had to go back to paperwork for a while, and the ransomware cost was like 2 Bitcoin, which at the time was about $4,000. So what that department had to ultimately do was rebuild their system. It happens to schools. It happens to a lot of different entities. So that's really it in a nutshell. There's a lot more detail we can get into ransomware, but based on how I do this podcast, this is just a quick overview so you have a general understanding of what ransomware is. So some statistics by industry. In other words, who are the industries most at risk? So in 2021, here are the top 10 ransomware targets by industry according to the cybersecurity firm Sophos. They are number one, education. Number two, retail. Number three, professional and legal services. Number four, central government. Number five, IT. Number 6, manufacturing. Number 7, energy and utilities infrastructure. Number 8, healthcare. Number 9, local government. Number 10, financial services. Of those, the one that surprises me is number 10, financial services. Because you like to think that banks, credit unions, things like that have pretty good cybersecurity in place because they are protecting money and all sorts of things. Clearly, they don't because they're still targeted. Obviously, education being number 1 is not a surprise. Educational entities, especially now in the whole school from home virtual learning system that we're using because of COVID, they need their networks to work. Ransomware actors realize this is the case, so they target educational entities because they know that if they can block up the network in an educational facility or in a school district, they can likely get the entity to pay the ransom. At least that's what they hope. So a couple notes to make. When we think about ransomware attacks, you see a lot of news about how much it costs to get the ransomware unblocked. But here are some stats about this. It's kind of interesting. 90% of ransomware incidents do not result in any loss, according to the 2021 Verizon report. While not every ransomware victim pays a ransom or incurs a cost, some do. Now, I will say that's probably not true in the sense that incurs a cost, because if you have to reconfigure your system, you are incurring a cost to do that. So there is a cost there, but it's not as much as probably paying the ransom. In 95% of the cases where there were ransomware-related costs, the median loss was $11,150. However, losses range from a low of $70 to a high of $1.2 million. Now, I'm kind of curious as to who paid $70 for ransomware, but that's a story for another time. It does say that 12% of victims paid out ransomware attacks and so on and so forth. So the key point be there is we see a lot of news reports about ransomware, but there's a lot more that we don't see. And this is just known ransomware attacks. There's plenty of ransomware actors that or ransomware victims, rather, that do not even report that they get hit with ransomware. Because either they pay the ransom or they're able to resist the system. Because it's not necessarily difficult to recover from a ransomware attack if you have appropriate backup in place. The problem we see now is that ransomware actors are infiltrating backups for companies with the ransomware so that when you get hit with the encryption, so you can't access your files, when you go to do the backup, the ransomware software is in the backup and it happens again. So if you are a cybersecurity entity, you have to, or a cybersecurity group within a company, you have to make sure that when you're doing your backup, that the backup you have is free of any kind of malware that could result in ransomware hitting, and take that offline so that the bad guys can't access it. But that's more detail than we necessarily need here. So how do you protect yourself from ransomware? Well, the majority of ransomware occurs through email attacks, meaning that the bad guys send an email with an attachment or a link for you to go to that downloads the malware onto your system. It's kind of like pretty much every other type of thing we've talked about in the past as far as how bad guys get into systems, and it's email, it's social engineering. They get someone to click on a link, go to a website, open a document, and that gets the stuff on there. So the biggest problem we have now, at least is from what companies need to worry about, is you have employees working from home. So what is the security the companies have for those home computers? I can't really get into details about how companies should protect themselves because everybody has different situations. Not that I have any special knowledge that I'm not sharing. I just don't know how companies have their networks configured. So if you're a company and you want to protect yourself from ransomware, then ideally you limit the amount of access remote users have to your network so that they can't upload malware onto your system that would result in a ransomware attack occurring. So I say all this just to say the best way to protect yourself from ransomware, again, as we've said many times, is be aware and mindful of the emails and other things you get on your network so that you don't accidentally download something you're not supposed to. Now, is that 100% foolproof? Of course not. Nothing is. But that is the best way to limit your exposure to particular ransomware accounts. If you want more information on, you know, ransomware, more intelligence about ransomware, go ahead to this particular article, Ransomware Trends, Statistics, and Facts in 2021 at techtarget.com. Sean Michael Kerner, the author. It's a pretty good laydown of a general overview of where ransomware is now in 2022, because we will likely see this as, again, another big issue as we move through 2022. And with that, I greatly appreciate you taking the time to listen to the Get Cyber Smart podcast. I hope you're a little cyber smarter and a whole lot cyber safer. I hope you have a better understanding of ransomware. As always, if you have questions, thoughts, comments, or topics you'd like me to discuss in the future, please email me, Darren at cybersmart.com, cyber spelled C-Y-B-U-R. Thanks so much. We will talk to you next week.